Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota. With support from the Zeitgeist Arts Cafe and a grant from the Duluth Public Arts Commission, I'm your host, Maya Morton. This weekend is your last chance to catch the Lake Superior College faculty show at the Washington Gallery, 315 North Lake Avenue here in Duluth. The show closes Sunday, and the gallery is open 1 to 5 p.m. Saturday and Sunday. Radio Gallery spoke with Cherie Hamilton, one of the seven faculty sharing their work this spring.
I'm in the art department at Lake Superior College, and primarily I teach art appreciation and art history, digital photography, and painting. I really want to teach individualism and for them to develop their own originality and their own expression. So following the semesters, we like to present what we do as individual artists. My name is Cherie Hamilton, and I have a varied medium. I started off as a fiber artist, and I continue to be a fiber artist, but I'm also a painter. And now I'm a creative writer, and so I'm illustrating my children's novels. I have a tendency to be more contemporary, a little bit abstract. In fact, recently I was rated as primitive. Generally, in the past, I've painted and then quilted my paintings to give it a three-dimensional effect. This year, because I'm working on my novels, I brought in illustrations and then examples of the chapters that reflect the illustrations. And this goes back to my interdisciplinary approach, too, which is what I studied as an undergraduate, that you know, you just don't study one subject exclusive of everything else, that it's really encompassing more than just the subject itself. I am displaying the writing and the art together. I was raised by my grandparents for a number of years while my parents were still in school, and they were photographers. So they were my first teachers. And we would sit, and this is going to show my age, but we would sit for hours after the Ed Sullivan Show, watching every slide while they critiqued everything they shot. And these are grandparents who love to argue, so they're going back and forth. And this was, again, every Sunday. So this was my first introduction to art and critique. Plus, they had a studio in their living room that they converted with a screen for portrait pictures for the community. And then shortly after that, I think at the age of four, my mother enrolled me in ballet lessons. So I became a ballerina, and I actually danced for Minnesota Dance Company down in Minneapolis for the children's company for years. So there I developed a love of music. I mean, we did Tchaikovsky every year, you know, the Nutcracker Suite, and we developed into contemporary and jazz. And then I joined an African company when I was 18. And we would do the Renaissance Festival every year. We were the Uchawi dancers. So it just keeps evolving. You know, you go from one thing, and then I went to college, and I majored in design on St. Paul campus. And then I went into fiber arts. I mean, you just, once you get bit, right?
It's true.
You keep finding another form of expression or a way to add to what you've already developed.
There are some artists who find their medium and stick with it, and they work that medium in amazing ways for their life. And other artists find their voice and work through many mediums. You are the many mediums type.
Thank you, and I'm so appreciative that you said voice, because recently I started taking voice lessons. I was ancient Hawaiian hula dancer on the Big Island of Hawaii with an incredible company of chanters and drummers and dancers. So I had to learn how to chant. And that opened up another door for me. And so when I came back to the mainland, I went and took lessons in West Duluth. And my teacher said, "Do you like the blues?" Because I was an alto. I had this, you know, kind of voice. I said, "I love the blues." So that started a whole nother genre for me. And it's fun. I mean, you got to keep it fun.
Again, the Lake Superior College faculty show opens Saturday and Sunday, 1 to 5. At the Washington Gallery. So much art is coming your way this summer. Stay tuned. Radio Gallery will keep you connected. Radio Gallery is produced by Chloe Walsh, Liz Peterson, Maya Morton, with music by Willie Murphy and funding provided by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund, by the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior, and Lizard's Art Gallery and Framing in Duluth. For more information on Cherie's work or the faculty exhibition, To subscribe to the Radio Gallery podcast or to listen again, go to KUMD.org and click on Arts. We welcome questions or comments to KUMD@KUMD.org. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Morton. Thanks for listening.